Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we approach your word, O Lord, who is worthy? Who is worthy to share your word with such great a people that you yourself have redeemed? From the curse of the law, translated out of darkness into your marvelous light. Wherefore, Lord, as we approach your word this morning, feed us. Feed us from above, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Thou may hunger no more. Feed us yourself, O Lord. Meet everyone at their point of need this morning, in the name of Jesus. You know what James needs, what Bola needs, what Linda needs, what Esther needs, what Emmanuel needs, what Christy needs, what Opu needs. Well, you know what we all need individually. Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us this morning. Lord, that I may decrease, that we all may decrease, that we may see you as you are. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's okay to shout in church. I said it's okay. We have one game to shout. It's okay. Amen. So if something excites you, it's okay. If you want to spin around, spin around. If you want to run around, run around. In the presence of the Lord is fullness of joy. Amen. This morning I'm going to talk about a topic that will have, there'll be something in it for everybody. The title of this message is Trapped, Traps and Mercy. Traps, satanic traps and God's mercy. I'm going to read a popular book, 1 Kings chapter 22. A lot of time the pastor gives us we're going to read the whole chapter today, so I'm not going to give anybody an assignment. We're going to read the whole chapter and we're going to dig into it one step at a time. Is that okay? Most times the pastor says go read. How many people really, really go read after church? Very few people. And we just have a synopsis. We get a synopsis of what the pastor says. Nobody really goes home to go read it. I'm not lying. So those of us who don't know the story, who don't know what is being said, this morning you will know the whole story and the rest of the story. Praise ye the Lord. Satanic traps and God's mercy. First Kings chapter 22. Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. It's in chapter 22, but I want to take it from Second Chronicles. I apologize. Second Chronicles chapter 22. It's the same story in both chapters, but I'm going to read from Second Chronicles chapter 22. Most of us have heard the story of Jehoshaphat, am I correct? Yes. But those of us that are not church folks, I'm going to read the whole story. Jehoshaphat was the king of Judah. Very well loved by the Lord. Second, let's just read, this is a prelude, let's read who this guy was, what the Bible summarized of the nature of this man. You find that in 2 Chronicles chapter 17. It tells us what kind of leader Jehoshaphat was. 2 Chronicles chapter 17 verse 3. If you see that before I do, just read it.
And the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the great ways of his father David, and sought not unto
Balaam. Praise ye the Lord. He was a man of God, a king in Israel. He sought God. Now, the other person we are reading about is, we're going to read the whole chapter of 2 Chronicles, chapter 18. So now Jehoshaphat had riches and honor in abundance, and joined affinity with Ahab, Ahab was the king of Israel. The word affinity. Let's read, what does the Bible say about Ahab? Anybody know the story of Ahab? Okay. 1 Kings chapter 21, 25 and 26. 1 Kings 21, 25 and 26. The summary of what Ahab, the kind of a person he was. But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel, his wife, stirred up. He was a wicked king. Has somebody said wicked? Wicked king. Who stirred him up? His wife. His wife, Jezebel. Do you know anybody called Jezebel? No. Nobody wants to be named his child Jezebel. God, my mom's name is Jezebel. Horrible. So the wife stirred him up. And he did very abominably, following the idols, according to all the things, as did the Amorites, whom the Lord cast out before the children of Israel. So he was a wicked king. But listen to verse 22. And after certain years, Jehoshaphat, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. He went to Samaria to say, hey, hi. They had the affinity and friendship he had between Ahab and Jehoshaphat. The word affinity was so strong, to the intent that we find out later in the scriptures that Jehoshaphat's son married Ahab's daughter. So they were that close. So affinity. Now here's the story. The enemy is right now setting a trap for this man of God. As we go on in the story, he came, visited the guy, and the guy came, can you imagine, I come to a big party for you, he came to visit me. But it was the enemy setting this man up, big time. I said, traps, but it looks so good. Oh, you know, yeah, I'll marry my daughter and what have you. So as they went on, the Bible said Jehoshaphat came down. Looks like he led his guards down. A man of God. He came down. He didn't go on. He came down to Samaria. And listen to this. Verse 2. And after certain years, he went down to Ahab to Samaria. And Ahab killed sheep and oxen for him, abundance for the people that he had with him, and persuaded him to go with him to Ramoth Gilead. Ramoth Gilead was a city taken over, that the Syrians had taken over. And he wanted to go. The word says he persuaded him. Like, he pressured him. Say, come, he, first the trap was this. You see, as we go on, we're going to read this whole book, so just bear with me. And Ahab, the king of Israel, said unto Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, will thou go with me to Ramoth Gilead? And he answered, I am as thou art, and my people as thy people, and we will be with thee in war. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, inquire, I pray thee, at the hand of the Lord, what the Lord will say about this. Verse 5. So, look, I got to check this out from the Lord. He's a man of God. You're a Christian. Someone said, come on, let's go to this party. Oh, it's gone, man. Especially after he came, gave you a lot of gifts. But I said, let's see what the Lord will say. So the king of Israel was fired. Therefore the king of Israel gathered together of prophets, 400 men. 400 prophets, just to find out one thing from the Lord. Thank God. God made it so easy. Can you imagine if you had to go through 400 people to talk to God? My God. I mean, you'll be waiting and waiting and waiting. But he had made it so simple. One name. Under the heavens. Under the heavens. The Lord Jesus. Can somebody say amen? So you can go there. You don't need no pope. You don't need no reverend father. You don't need no apostle to go face to face with the Lord. All you need is Jesus. Amen? Praise you, the Lord. So these 400 prophets came. They prophesied, yeah, you go to the Bible, go to the Bible. Verse 6. This Jehoshaphat typifies some of us who are believers. There was something in his stomach. He said, man, 400 men? Do I need 400 men? And verse 6. But Jehoshaphat said, is there not a prophet, not just a prophet of the Lord, besides these 400 men? That we may inquire of him? I mean, there's no man of God? And the king's officers said unto Jehoshaphat, there's one man, but by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but you know, I hate him. I hate him. Why? For he never prophesied good unto me. Of course he wouldn't prophesy good unto you. But always evil, the same is Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, let not the king say so. Come on, don't say that. Let's hear what he's got to say. Then the king sent. He sent to go call this man of God. You following me so far? Praise ye the Lord. Don't let me put you to sleep. Amen. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, sat either of them on his throne, clothed in white robe, in their robe, and they sat in a void place at the entry of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And verse 10, and Zedekiah, the son of Chena, had made him horns of iron, and said, first fear the Lord, with this thou shalt push Syria until they be consumed. Syria had taken over them of Gilead. Okay? So don't worry, you're going to kill them, don't finish them. And all, verse 11, and all the prophets prophesied so, saying, go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it unto thy hand. Verse 12, and the messenger that went to call Micaiah said unto him, saying, behold, the words of this prophet declare good to the king, with one accent. Let thy word therefore, I pray thee, be good. Just say the same thing that we have said. Don't, you know, just play cool. These are all paid folks. They always said, good. I mean, if you sit down with someone, people, and everybody say, man, yeah, you're doing the right thing. Oh, yeah, it's good. Mike, check it out. Check it out. You say the keys of an enemy is worse than the, how did that proverb say it? That the rebuke of a friend. You better have a friend rebuke you. I'd rather have you tell me, hey, Peter, you know what? Your mouth smells. There's something called toothpaste. If you use this toothpaste this way and brush your teeth, you'll be cool. Than for somebody else to tell me, you know, your mouth stinks. You know what I'm saying? So that's a true friend. If you know something good, you're going to tell a friend about it. No matter how bad it sounds in his ears, it's good. But this guy, they just wanted to hear the good stuff. Anyway. Verse 13, and Micaiah said, as the Lord liveth, even what my God said, that will I speak. This was a man of God. Verse 14, and when he was come to the king said unto Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth Gilead or shall we forbear? Shall we go, shall we not go? And he said, yeah, no problem. Go. Go ye up and prosper. And they shall be delivered into your hands. Tongue in the cheek. Yeah, you no problem, just go. You're going to take over the city. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou sayest nothing to me but the truth? This man was lying, he didn't want the truth anyway. Verse 16. Then Micaiah said, yeah. I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, see, I told you. Did I not tell you? Did I tell you that he would not prophesy good unto me? This guy's always telling me, they need the mind of God, but I don't want it to hear about it. Again, he said, therefore, hear the word of the Lord. This guy was bold. The righteous are as bold as lions. Please don't sway to the left or the right. Say the word the way it is. It doesn't matter if it's your brother, if it's your mother, if it's your sister, if it's your husband or your whatever. Don't bend the word of God because he's your wife, because you don't offend him. Say it. Look, it's okay to say it, to tell the truth, because one day I will give an account of my stewardship, and you will too. It's enough for to say, look, honestly, this is what the word of God says. Oh, this is toothpaste. They say, look, it will clean Peter's mouth, oh, but Peter doesn't want to take the toothpaste. But this is what it says. You understand what I'm saying? Just let it be. And say, hey, I'm not doing it right, but this is the truth about the matter. I'm just not able to fulfill it at this time. Let God be true. Let every man be a liar. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Don't say because you are my brother or my sister. Don't say because you are my husband or my wife. Let the word of God be true. Amen. So the guy said, look, I'm going to tell you too. And then he said, hey, verse 18 again. And he said again, therefore hear ye the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting upon his throne, and all the hosts of heaven standing on the right hand and on the left. And the Lord said, who shall entice Ahab, king of Israel, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one spake, saying, after this manner, and another said, after that manner, verse 20. Now I was saying, as a man of God, what those prophets are prophesying, they heard something, all right. But the lying spirit had gotten their tongue, and they were prophesying to this king, because all they wanted to hear was lies. May your ear be tuned to hear the truth, no matter what it costs. Can somebody say amen? Yes. I said, may your ear be tuned to the truth, no matter what it costs. Can you say amen? Yes. No matter what it costs, know the truth. I always say, hey, I just didn't meet the standard. This is God's standard. I want to encourage us, all of us, if you're not doing anything on Wednesdays, instead of watching TV, come to the Bible studies. You will be a better person. I guarantee it. Come to these Bible studies. Praise the Lord. Verse 20. Then there came out a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will entice him. And the Lord said unto him, where are we? And he said, I will go out and be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And the Lord said, thou shalt entice him, and thou shalt prevail. Go out and do it in so. So these spirits are going, okay, yeah. Go as a lying spirit to them. Go, let them prophesy lies to this guy. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of these thy prophets, and the Lord has spoken evil against thee. Then Zedekiah the son of China came near and smote Micaiah upon the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto you? You know when I've been a Christian? When? That God should speak to you. I've known God before you knew God. I'm a big uncle. I'm a big sister. Oh yeah? Oh yeah? But you hear the word of the Lord? He said he had gone. He was a lying spirit. So it doesn't matter. Hear ye the word of the Lord. And this man smote him. Boom! I have the Spirit of God. And Micah said, behold, thou shalt see on that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. Verse 25, then the king of Israel said, take thee my youngest Micaiah and cast him back into him, to Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. And say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with the bread of affliction. Put him in prison, let him eat. Stop for prisoners. The prophet of God who told the truth. Sometimes you're telling the truth will cost you. He says, better. As believers, let us not suffer as evil doers. But if you suffer, don't do it as an evil doer. Praise the Lord. We're talking about Jehoshaphat. The guy was being set up. You'll see in a few minutes. And verse 26. First, here the king put verse 27. And Micaiah said, yeah, if thou certainly return in peace, then has not the Lord spoken by me? And he said, then Micaiah said, hearken all ye people. So the king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, and the king of Judah went up to Ramoth Gilead. They went to battle. See what has happened to this man, Jehoshaphat, man of God? The enemy had come in and ties him with this good stuff. Welcomed and was lavishly entertained, and then the guy persuaded him, let's go to battle. He was seen in a few minutes. He was bungled up. He was in a web. He couldn't say no. He had affinity with Ahab. Solomon said, hey, my friend, If the evil woman ties this, say, stay away. You see, sometimes we get ourselves in a situation that is compromising as believers. He had gotten himself into a situation now that he is compromised. He's in a way he couldn't say no. May God help us. May God help us. Verse 28. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth Gilead. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and will go to the battle, but thou put on thy robe. Listen to this. This man, Jehoshaphat, was now, he was in such a way, he couldn't see very clearly. How many of us know that in those days when they went to battle, the king wore a different robe, so everybody knew him, am I correct? And once you've killed the king who led, you've won the battle, am I correct? Am I correct? That's exactly right. Jehoshaphat was now so bungled up, he forgot the rules of warfare. He was like, a lot of times like you and us Christians. We get so entitled, so much stuff, and we forget our warfare, that we're in a warfare, constantly in a warfare. He told the man, he said, hey guy, you know, I'm going to disguise myself as any other person. As any other person. You put on your robe. It was like, have you seen bullfighters? Bullfighters. If you wear, how do the bullfighters fight? They take a red garment and they go do this. And the bull comes at them. He became a walking target. He's like, hey, a death sentence. His friend, Jehoshaphat, said, hey, you know what? I'm going to be like the other guys. He put this guy to face the bullets, like a firing squad. Praise the Lord. You know, it's a firing squad in Jesus' name. But you know, the mercies of God, the mercies of God prevailed in the final analysis. Praise you, the Lord. Unbeknown to him, as we read along, the king of Syria had already, Jerusalem is about maybe 1,000 miles away from Syria. The king of Syria had said, look, don't fight nobody, just go for the king of Israel. But look at this, the trick the devil played on this man. This is a spiritual thing. It had happened in the heavenlies. The enemy had strategized against this man of God, Jehoshaphat, to finish him. Why? Because he was disturbing the expansion of the kingdom of Satan on the earth. Can somebody say amen? He was a disturbance. If you are a disturbance, the kingdom of hell, all hell will break loose against you. They will strategize in the heavens and on the earth. Your closest friends sometimes be your enemies. Praise you, the Lord. But fear not. He said, but fear not. The mercies of the Lord endure forever. Praise you, the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Jehoshaphat had no idea these things had been set up. Even in the heavenlies. So he agreed. He said, no problem. You can go. He's the one who's supposed to face the firing squad. Excuse my word. But he said, hey, he turned the thing around. He said, you, Jehoshaphat, you wear the red shirt and go face the bull. Is somebody following me? Is somebody following me? Yeah. All right. But see, the snare had already been set years, months ago, ahead of time. He had made a lavish party. Have you found yourself in a compromising situation? Looks like, ow! Man, I shouldn't have done this. Hi! What a big mistake. It looks like it's too late. But the mercies of God. Oh, that I knew every morning. Great is his faithfulness. Hallelujah. But when the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself, I will go to battle. But thou put on thy robe. So the king of Israel disguised himself. And they went to battle. Can you imagine that? He made himself a target. Now the king of Syria, verse 30, had commanded his captains of the chariots that were with him, saying, fight ye not with small or great, save only the king of Israel. Verse 31. And it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, this is the king of Israel. Why? Why? Why do they think he was the king of Israel? Anybody help me out? Because of his robe. He had the red and the bull was coming after him. They never knew that this trap had already been set for him. The enemy, Satan, had set the trap for him in the heavenlies. I told the king of Israel, Syria, whispered in his ear, say, you know what? This is how we're going to strategize on this battle. Just go. But the target, thank God for God's mercies. Hallelujah! Verse 31, and it came to pass when the captains of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they said, it is the king of Israel, therefore they compassed him about him to fight him. All of them, and maybe 10, maybe 20 of them, just surrounded him. And the Lord helped him. And God moved them to depart from him. Can you say amen? Can you say amen? The Lord moved them. Jehoshaphat cried unto the Lord, say, have mercy on me. Man, this is a trap. But praise God. Like the wind, you cannot catch it in a trap. It became clean escape. He said, the promise of the word of God to you is this. You will be clean escape. You will be clean escape. The trap that the enemy has set for you and your family, he will fall in it himself. Can somebody say amen? Whether you know about it or you don't know about it, he will fall into it himself. Sometimes you are having a little drive here. There's what you call a blind spot in the car. Anybody know about that? When you're driving in the car, you drive? You drive, man? Is there a blind spot in your car? How about your car? There's a blind spot. You don't see it coming. Jehoshaphat didn't see it coming. But the Lord, whom he serves, the mighty warrior, great in battle, the great deliverer, he delivered his son. Praise ye the Lord. Wherefore, he was able to lift up his head and the Lord delivered him. You know, the truth of the matter is this. This Satan knew there was a death sentence on who? Ahab. He wanted to switch it around. Preserve his own kingdom. Is somebody with me this morning? There was a death sentence on King Ahab for having taken Naboth's vineyard. If you were in church yesterday, I mean last Sunday, there was an expose on that. You can read it. He killed somebody else to take his vineyard. And the prophet prophesied unto him. But he wanted to switch things around. Praise you, Lord. He said he wanted the scepter of the Son of God to take his place. But thank God that the Lord took your place and my place. I say, praise you, the Lord. He took your place and my place. And listen, the word of God couldn't change concerning who was supposed to die in that battle. Can you say amen? He couldn't change. Verse 33. The Lord made his son Jehoshaphat escape. Verse 33. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture. He was just bow and arrow, just fighting into the air, just shooting him. And smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. The possibility of an arrow, the joint of the harnesses, when they put on these armors, where it is joined, you know, like maybe the edge, the corner here, where that's just exactly where that arrow went. And the man died. The chances of that happening is very, very minute. I mean, there's bigger places, the arrow just went where the armors was joined. And the man with death sentence, he had to die. Praise the Lord. Praise you, the Lord. Satan's a misery. Hi. Because you had a death sentence on him already. You say, is that true? It's the truth. This is what happened in the heavenlies. How else could have the king of Syria say, hey, don't that's not how they fight warfare. They just keep shooting and killing until while they then go to say, no, don't just fight anybody because of the heavenlies. So Corinthians say, we war not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness in high places. What we see is not all that we see or all that there is. There's a heavenly warfare. Amen. There is a heavenly warfare. But we are the victors. We are the victors. Can somebody say amen?
Yes.
I said we are the victors.
Yes.
Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. So we see here, the king of Syria, the king of Israel, Ahab, who had his death sentence on him. See, verse 34, and the battle increased that day. Howbeit the king of Israel stayed himself up in his chariot against the Syrians until evening. And about the time of the sun going down, he died. About the time, his son was very certain because there was a sentence of death upon him already for what he did. If we look at verse 1 Kings, excuse me one second here. That was in 1 Kings 21. Here's where the prophecy was given to her concerning what will happen to Ahab. Verse 17. See, and the word of the Lord came to Elijah the Tishbite, saying, arise, go down to meet Ahab, king of Israel, which is in Samaria. Behold, he is in the vineyard of Naboth, whither he is going down to possess it. And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, hast thou killed and hast thou taken possession? And thou shalt speak unto him, saying, thus saith the Lord, in the place where dogs lick the blood of Naboth, shall dogs lick thy blood, even thine. That's the prophecy. And that literally took place. He took his chariots and washed him down. You read that in 1 Kings chapter 22. And the rest is history. The death sentence was upon him. He wanted to switch around to if anyone else switched around to take Jehoshaphat. But the Lord spared his life. Can somebody say amen?
Amen.
I said the Lord spared his life. Praise the Lord. It is the enemy's plan always to taint your testimony as a believer. Is that true?
Yes.
He is always out there to taint your testimony by all ways, crafty ways, and try to do stuff. But you know what? If God be for us, who can be against us? Praise you, the Lord. I don't know if you're here this morning. Similar thing happened to Job. Has anybody heard about the story of Job? The thing was, Job didn't need to suffer what he suffered, but the Lord was boasting about Job. He said, behold, have you seen my servant Job? He was like, man, you check that guy out, man. That guy fears me. Satan said, yeah, he doesn't fear you for nothing. You kidding me? You bless him, you do this. And you do this and you do that for him. Why won't he fear you? Hallelujah. The Lord is boasting about you. He's boasting that heaven is about you. See, have you seen my daughter? Have you seen my son? Don't let him down. I said, don't let him down. I said, don't let him down. When your friends come around, his wife said, hey, you know what? All this problem you're doing, just curse God and die. I said, well, shall we receive good from him and not evil also? Maybe your best friend will say, yeah, you know what? All this is going to be because of the name that you have. If you had a different name, it won't happen to you. Hallelujah. But thank God that the Lord has given us a new name. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Peradventure, your situation is such that you didn't even know when you were a child that certain things were done. But in Christ Jesus, you are a new creature. I said, you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Praise ye the Lord. God's mercies kept him. Reminds me of a song that we sang. I don't know who sang that song. Maybe Daddy and Cole would know that song. It says, mercy came running like a prisoner set free. Past all my failures to the point of my need. Amen? And the sin that I carried was all I could see. But when I could not reach mercy, mercy came running to me. Amen. Have you received the mercy of God this morning? Do you know the mercies of God this morning? Have you tested and see that the Lord is good? His mercies endure forever. And they are new every morning. Satan tried to do the same thing for the Lord. Try to crucify the King of Glory. Peter came along the scene. He said, oh no, far be this from you. But the Lord, through the eye of the eagle, he knew. He said, get thee behind me, Satan. That was Peter talking to Jesus. He said, no, this thing won't happen to you. But to this end, the Son of Man came, that you and I may become the righteousness of God. That you and I don't have to taste death. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise ye the Lord. If you have a blind spot, God will cover you. I said, if you have a blind spot and you don't know, God will cover you. Say, cover me, Lord. Extend the borders of your mantle and cover me, because you are my nearest kinsman. Praise ye the Lord. Friends around me, pretend to shut up. Say, come on, it's over with. Remember the story we made reference last week? Blind Bartimaeus. I'll read that story. Mark chapter 10 as we round up. Mark chapter 10 verse 46. See, and they came, that's Jesus and his disciples, they came to Jericho, and he went out of Jericho with his disciples. And a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the wayside begging for money. He was begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he hold his peace. So shut up. But he cried more, a great deal. Folks, don't shut up. Hold on. For the mercies of God. Like he delivered Jehoshaphat from a death sentence, satanic death sentence, he says, hold on. The more he cried, the more people say, shut up. Blind Bartimaeus. Maybe you're blind, you've not seen Jesus. You've not met Jesus. You're just here and you're just going to church. Maybe you've been going to church, you have no personal walk with him. You have no relationship with him at all. Listen to this. The more the man cried, verse 49, and what happened? And Jesus stood still. The cry of his child caused the master to stand still. Say, who is this man? I got to meet him. I got to help him. He's crying out to me. Everybody else around him, shut up. He cried. But the Lord heard his cry. May the Lord hear you in the middle of trouble. May the Lord of Jacob defend you and send you help. Said some trust in chariots, in the flesh of man, but they that trust the Lord God of Jacob, they shall be like Mount Zion, not to be moved. You will not be moved in Jesus' name. I said you will not be moved in Jesus' name. tidings of the north or the south will not move you. Because the Lord will hear you in the day of trouble. The Lord will defend you. He will defend you. I said the Lord will defend you. In the name of Jesus. Don't give in. Jehoshaphat, he cried and the Lord heard him. There's another guy, Zacchaeus. Luke chapter 19. This guy, you want to go read at home? Who promised to go read at home? I give you the pass. Will you go read at home? Nobody wants to go read at home. Will you go read at home? You will go read it. Blind, he was Zacchaeus, a short guy. Everybody around him were giants. But you know what he did? He heard that Jesus was passing by. And he ran. He ran past everybody ahead of them. He wanted to see Jesus. He wanted to see Jesus. Everybody had run this guy down. Was he a tax collector? He was a bad dude. But he had had Jesus. Everywhere Jesus went, he was doing good. He was doing good. So what did he do? He ran ahead of the crowd. Oh, these guys aren't going to stop me, man. I want to see Jesus. And what did he do? He went to climb upon a tree. Hallelujah. Maybe you are the tree of life, of righteousness. Somebody needs to climb to see Jesus. He said, shall be like a tree planted beside the waters, bringing forth its fruit in due season, and whatever he does shall prosper. You are the tree of righteousness that Ezekiel is looking for to climb upon his shoulder to see Jesus. A city set upon a hill cannot be hid. Wherefore let your light shine, Jesus said. Are you ashamed of me, he said? I will be ashamed of you. Wherever you go, you are the one. You are the only feet. You are the arm, the legs, the mouthpiece, the ears for Jesus. Don't let him down. Don't let him down. You are the tree of life. It's like yours. Who are trying to climb over? To climb on top. Are you dead? You feel like you are withered. You saying, can this bone rise again? He said, yeah. Is there any life left in the tree? Say to the scent of water. The life will come back to the tree. This bone shall rise again. This bone shall rise again. Ezekiel 37. Say, prophesy to these dead bones. You feel weird this morning. You feel life's chaos pushing you over, under, and it's trying to bury you in the sand even when you're not dead. These dead bones shall rise again. Shall we stand up? Shall we stand up? Heavenly Father, if you're out here, you need help. You have a blind spot, so you need somebody to pick your hand up. You need prayers. Say, Lord, here am I. Pass me not, O gentle Savior. Hear my humble cry. While another that passing, do not pass me by. Oh, Savior, hear my humble cry. If that is you this morning, you have not met the Savior. You have not met the Lord I'm talking about. Join me as you lift up your hands. If you have not made a decision to know him and to serve him, and for adventure you have made a decision, you look like dry without tree. Or for adventure, your bones are dry. Look, I'm not even producing nothing. I'm your witnessing. The Lord will give you strength today. In the name of Jesus. If that is you, please lift up your hands and join me in this prayer. Heavenly Father, I've shared with you, Lord. I've shared with your people what I've laid in my heart. There are folks here, Lord, who don't know where to turn, where the next meal will come from, who have situations in their lives that far surpasses them. Father, you said you will hear the cry of your children. Wherefore, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, all that will cry to you this morning, Father, I pray you hear from heaven. and be their calling in the name of Jesus. Meet each one at their point of need. Maybe you are there, your child, you don't even know where he's at. In the highways and the hedges, into drugs, what have you. And say, where's my daughter? Where's my son? May the Lord send the angel of his presence to bring them back home in the name of Jesus. You don't know where the next meal is coming from. The word of the Lord says. The psalmist said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've not seen the righteous forsaken, or his best children beg bread. We've been endure for the night, right now. While I say, yea, there's joy coming in the morning. Lord, let the light shine to every heart, Lord. Every situation, every problem, in the name of Jesus. Father, Lord, hear from heaven and heed our cry. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord. Blessed be your name. All glory, all majesty, all power be ascribed unto you that liveth and reigneth forever and ever and ever. And everybody said, all glory belong to you. All glory belong to you, O Lord. Hallelujah. All glory belong to you. All glory belong to you. Oh, let's just say a prayer as we all go home with the churches are over with. Heavenly Father, as your children go this week, Lord, I pray you go before them, O Lord. Cause your face to shine upon everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the tidings from the north, the south, or the east, up, flow with anyone here in the name of Jesus. Let the angel of your presence go before the students, the moms, the dads, the grandchildren, and all the children. Our children who have found a way on the east coast, on the west coast, in Korea, Lord, and camp around them all in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, Lord, because your love, your love, covers us. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name, O Lord. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name, pray. Shall we say the grace? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us and forevermore. Surely, and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Now we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. And the ever said, oh yes, all the glory! Have a good one. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you, O Lord. All the glory belongs to you. All the glory belongs to you.